a really fucking lot of science. This has been going on for a long time. That guy Steve Rick is a PhD guy that the homebrewers use for research. I think he works at a university or something, but he's done a lot of reports over the years. We haven't seen much of it lately, but he wrote that amendment. They've been trying to get it for a long time. And I think what's common was, look, that's the old thinking. What the old thinking on the science tells us that's not the case. And even Oscar, he's completely on board with it.
What he wants to do and what he thinks solves some of the problems in South Florida. So.
There'll be some
conversation
on that.
And the research stuff might take some time to walk through. So.
Yeah, I think it's going to take us some time to even get to the code process part of it.
Yeah, because we do have some stuff in the agenda document to talk about.
The rule stuff, there's actually a pretty big agenda. Mm-hmm. Without the code stuff, so I think it's only reasonable. I think we might go to the second day, or maybe not too long, unless I work late.
Thank you, Jim.
Still have not gotten any this code. I can't believe they cannot send me a code for the internet. It's like I go to somewhere else and it takes 3 seconds and I get a code.
Okay.
You fill out all this stuff, your name, your email address, blah, 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 and they're supposed to send you a code for the internet. Sometimes it takes, I'll get it 6 hours later.
Oh.
Yesterday was actually pretty nice. I got it very,
Maybe you should do it before you get here.
Well, you can't because.
Oh, no, you got to have your machine. That's right.
Well, you have to be here because you wouldn't pick up on it. Oh, Jesus, really? This is so weird. I'm having to turn away lots of work, which is just unusual. It's all of a sudden, I'm getting all these job offers. This is crazy. On the Udell website, huh?
David Gibson won't be here.
Okay, 1 second.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Just David so far, but I couldn't hear from Brian as usual.
Right.
And Hamburger.
Well, Hamburger said he wouldn't be attending any meetings for July and August.
Oh, he did?
Yep.
I don't have him on the commission's annotated. That's you sure?
Yeah, he's excused.
When did he...
He sent the email in June.
Okay. Did you forward it to me?
I think I did. But I've got a list. I'll send you the list I have. It's Hamburger, Oral, and...
What about Oscar?
Kaleha.
Yeah, Oscar's the only one I have. So Hamburger's off?
Yeah. Oral.
1 second. Diana won't be here either, huh? Those three?
Mm-hmm. Those are the only ones out. But I'm fixing, just before sending an email to the group to say, if you have not already responded that you're not going to be in attendance, let me know as soon as possible.
Well, this means if Hamburger's on, is the case, we need to have all the rest of our commissioners. Mm-hmm. All of them, or we won't have a quorum, because that's already two.
Unfortunately, Swap is not responding.
Do you have his phone number by any chance?
Hamburger.
The Swaps?
Yeah.
His assistant is, responding the phone, but they said, we are going to let him know, that's it. But they are not returning.
I wonder if it would be worth a phone call. So the other one...
Nan is going to be here. Stone is going to be here.
Yeah, Nan and Stone and Compton have always been good about...
Yeah, Compton is going to be here.
That's three, and then we need one more to make a quorum, and that would be Brian. Because the other two we know apparently are not going to be here. So we're down to all four that are left.
Can we go call Brian? I can.
It wouldn't hurt. That's my thinking. And maybe he's all on board and ready to roll, but he sometimes misses these. Brian misses them sometimes too, right? He doesn't always attend.
Yeah, but the phone I have is calling his,
his office.
Yes. Yeah. So the assistant is... responding the
and she may
call.
Or may not know, or he may not know, whatever, yeah.
I'm just letting them know, I'm sending three emails, three notifications.
Yeah, I get them, which is good. No, I know, it's like
baby, and this morning, for example, before the meeting.
You sent one too?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I know, it's like babysitting. We have meetings too that we have to always do the same thing, remind
then
our is members.
Always first responder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then stone.
Yeah.
And others, berries.
Yeah, it is very, yeah. The thing about this is it's a small group. We used to have, you know, a larger group of members, but for some reason they've cut the tack down.
No, Carson was in our tech, and he became
chair,
and then...
Right.
Yeah.
But we haven't filled that position. Oh, you know what? It doesn't change the quorum. There's only six members. We still need four.
Right.
If we had seven, we'd need four as well. If we had seven, we'd have statistically a better odds of making the quorum, because you'd have one more person that didn't change the quorum threshold that could potentially make the meeting. That's why we've always had.
You're making some assumptions in your statistics analysis there, though, because what if each one of them has only like a 1% chance of joining?
Well, I'm just saying statistically, it is true that if you have seven members, you're more likely to get a quorum than if you had six with the same threshold. That's a statistical analysis that you could actually calculate, and you'd see that I was correct. Did you ever take statistics?
Well, yeah, not.
But boy, it's tough, man. I took it, and it was just like, you know, at university, and it was just like, oh my God, this is, you know, all these formulas and all these things and variables you have to use. It's really math intensive.
My husband is a statistician. So.
What's that? He's a statistician, your husband?
Yeah, he's psychometric, and he was teaching. He just left teaching.
He did?
Yeah.
Where was
after
he teaching?
The surgery. FSU, Measurement and Statistics.
Okay.
Yeah. He just quit teaching. Now he's just doing his work in DOE, Department of Education.
So he's a statistician.
Yeah. You know, they come conversations like when they come together. For example, in our house, it's taking 3 hours. You know, I'm like, stop it. There are eight of formulas, modules, you know.
My takeaway from my exposure to statistics was a greater appreciation of the great Mark Twain quote about there being lies, damn lies, in statistics.
Right.
So, yeah, you, depending on how you want to frame it or look at it, it's like, yeah, you can make almost anything.
It's true, but if you are just... You know,
if you're trying to use it in an honest way, then
it's actually very useful because a lot of things, you know, a lot of statistics defy what you might commonsensically think, you know, or what you might anecdotally think is correct. You know, and genetics is like that too. You know, it's like interesting. How did I ever end up taking genetics, and why? Oh, because I was originally majoring in wildlife ecology.
Oh, there you go.
I didn't know what I was getting into at 18. Okay, we have one minute.
Almost there. I'm not going to get an accessibility call at this answer. I think you all can handle it.
I saw that article on the I noticed that they didn't
Stone is here. Dean is here.
And they said that
so I emailed them.
He was in the field.
I very much appreciate that. I called
him on his cell phone to get on the call. And I called Hamburger too.
I said that you called
just in case. She said he was fixing an interim meeting. I said, well, maybe he's fixing the end of this one.
Oh, for Hamburger?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be, okay.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I don't know if it's the one. She just said he was going into a meeting.
Computer says it's 10 o'clock.
Commit yourself, ready to go.
You ready, Jim?
Okay, great. Program Oversight Committee meeting. First is our teleconference participation process. Please be aware that whatever you do is going to be projected into the background. Please wait to be called until your name is called so we can maintain order. Don't put your phones on hold, but you can put them on mute. Be aware again that everything that you do is going to project into the meeting and it'll create background noise. Okay, so that's the first order of business. Next is to go ahead and determine that we have a quorum. Commissioner Stone?
Here.
Commissioner Compton? We're not going to make it. Commissioner Dean?
Present.
Commissioner Gilson? Yeah, I know. Commissioner Hamburger?
Here.
All right, Commissioner Swope, Brian? I hear a phone in the background. Brian, is that you? I'm in a mobile in the field.
Yes, sir.
All right. David, are you on the phone? Okay, so just so everybody knows, we have four. That is a quorum, so please do not any of you leave and be here for the closing so we can have an official meeting. Let's go ahead and introduce those in Tallahassee.
Jim Hammers.
Zubeda Benidji.
Chris Howell.
Tom Campbell.
Justin Vogel.
Mohamed Ghani.
And I'm Jeff Blair. All right, Commissioner Stone, take her away.
Thank you. The minutes have been posted for the June 6th meeting. Do we have any corrections or modifications? Do we have a motion for acceptance of the minutes?
So moved, Hamburger.
Thank you. Do you have a second? Thank you. All in favor of the approval of the minutes, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Also, the agenda has been posted for today's meeting. Do we have any modifications to the agenda? Not hearing any, so I don't think we need a motion on that if we don't have any changes.
Well, we need...
Next is the statistic. We need a motion on that?
We need a motion on the minutes, yes, and the facilitator's report, yes.
Yeah. Well, we approved the minutes. We did. I jumped the agenda. So.
Oh, I just thought you said it.
Yeah. Okay. Motion for the agenda.
Motion, Swope.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Amber.
All in favor of the agenda, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Okay.
Okay, Commissioner.
Next item on the agenda.
Yeah, before you go on, did somebody join the call? Commissioner? All right, so Commissioner Compton, you're not on the call, right? All right, just want to make sure I heard somebody come on. Go ahead, Jeff.
Next item on the agenda is product approval and entity statistics report. Staff?
For 2017 Florida Building Code, we have 5,695 approved product applications, and the total is 6,417. And for the products, we have 23,429 approved ones, and the total is 26,523. And for the entities, we have 119 approved entities, and the total is 410. That concludes the statistics report.
Thank you very much. Any comments on the report?
Thank you, too.
Not hearing any, we don't have any conditional approval requirements because they're all met. The next item on the agenda is product approval and entity applications. We had 16 applications for renewals and or revisions. Does anybody wish to public comment on the entities? The member of this talk wish to discuss the entities? Not hearing any, do we have a motion for approval of the entities as listed?
Motion, sir.
Thank you. Do you have a second?
Second, Dean.
Thank you. Anybody, all in favor of the entities as listed, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No opposition. Going to product approval applications. We had 176 for the architect engineer method on the consent list and 3 on the test report for consent list. Total of 179 on the consent list. Does any member of the public wish to comment on those entities? Does any member of the public wish to comment on those applications?
Yeah.
This is, I'm sorry, this is Eldrin Collinwood with Atlas Roofing, and I got an email from Zibidai. I'm sorry, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but I guess I was instructed to call in on the call regarding a conditional approval for a QA entity.
We haven't got to that point yet, I think.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. We're looking at the consent list right now.
Yes. Okay. This is Mo Magani. Yes, we need to pull off consent 16305.
R8.
Okay.
And 17322.
Okay. That's good. 16305 R8.
And 17322 R5. Those are the two applications that of an issue. So they need to be pulled off consent. And it seems the applicant would like to have them approved, have conditional approval to fix a QA issue.
So then we will only have 177 on the consent list.
Yes, sir.
So let's take the consent list first. We have a motion for the consent list of products.
Compton moved to approve.
Thank you, David.
Second Amber.
Thank you. All in favor of the consent list of products, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. 177 products are recommended for approval. So now we have nine with comment. Jeff?
Yes, sir. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do the regular ones first, then we'll take up the Atlas Roofing 2 that we'll pull for individual consideration. So we'll start with 15047R5. The recommendation is for conditional approval to allow the applicant to remove the reference to the high-velocity hurricane zone from the application. Is there any public comment? Hearing none.
Any public comment? Recommendation is for conditional approval. Do we have a motion?
Compton moved conditional
approval. Thank you. Thank you. All in favor of conditional approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Recommendation for conditional approval. Next item.
16196R2 is recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to revise and provide correct drawings for both LM1 and SM1 approvals. Is there any public comment? Hearing none.
Recommendation is for conditional approval. Do we have any comment or a motion?
Compton move conditional approval.
Thank you. Do we
have a second?
All opposed to conditional approval, signify by saying aye. Recommendation is for conditional approval. Next item.
Okay. All right.
It's all right.
Okay. 22415R1 is recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to revise the application, provide clarification specification regarding design pressure test, corrosion resistance, stand connection, detail equipment, clearance, and dimension thickness of the material as noted in the attachment. Is there any public comment? Hearing none?
I'm just glad that you're going to have to get that off at the commission meeting. Recommendations for conditional approval. Do we have a comment? Do we have a motion?
I'm going to move conditional approval.
Thank you. Thank you. All opposed to conditional approval, signify by saying aye. Not hearing any. Recommended.
Commissioner Stone, I know it's just a minor point, but maybe it should be all in favor of the conditional approval.
No problem.
Yeah, thank you.
Just trying to speed it up.
All right.
Next item on the agenda.
All right. The next one, and I don't have the condition on this one, is 29718.
Yes.
And the condition is?
The condition is, it's here.
All right, right here. To allow the applicant to revise the drawing as 3/4 minimum edge distance instead of 1 inch, 3/4 inch instead of 1 inch minimum edge distance.
Any member of the public want to comment? Any member of the PAC wish to comment? Need a motion?
I'll move conditional approval.
Member second.
Member second. Thank you. All in favor of conditional approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Recommendations for conditional approval. Next item.
Next is 29719. The recommendations for conditional approval to allow the applicant to revise the drawing as 3/4 inch minimum edge distance instead of 1 inch. Seeing no public comment.
Okay. Not hearing any public comment, do we have a comment? Not hearing, do we have a motion for conditional approval? Thank you. Member second. Thank you. All in favor of conditional approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Recommendations for conditional approval. Next item.
29775 is recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to upload the revised installation instruction document showing this value as well as the G90 galvanized note. Is there any public comment? Not hearing any.
Recommendations for conditional approval. Do we have a motion?
I have to move conditional approval.
Member second.
Thank you. All in favor of conditional approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Recommendation for conditional approval. Next item.
All right, the next one is 29881, and it's recommended for approval. Is there any public comment? Not hearing any.
Recommendation is for approval. Do we have a comment? Do we have a motion?
I count to move approval.
Member second.
Thank you. All in favor of approval, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Recommendations for approval. That handles the 10. Oh, we've got two more items.
Correct. So the next one is FL13605R8, which was pulled off of the consent agenda for approval at the applicant's request. My understanding is the applicant would like to have a conditional approval so they can identify the quality assurance entity change in the application. Is that correct, somebody representing Atlas Roofing?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, so the applicant's requesting conditional approvals, Commissioner, so we would look for a motion for conditional approval to allow the applicant to revise the QA entity.
The motion for conditional approval?
Count to move conditional approval.
Thank you. Do you have a second?
Member for a second.
Thank you. All in favor of conditional approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Recommendations for conditional approval. Next item.
Next one is FL17322R5. The same applicant is also requesting this be pulled off the consent agenda for approval for the purposes of revising the quality assurance entity name on the application. Is that correct?
Yep. Yes, that's correct.
Very good. Thank you. All right, Commissioner.
Recommendation is for conditional approval. Do we have a motion?
I stop to move conditional approval.
Thank you. Do you have a second?
Denberger, second.
Thank you. All in favor of conditional approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Recommendations for conditional approval. That handles the product approval application with comments. We have the DBPR applications. 112 were on consent, 10 with comment, with no further action as recommended. Mo, do you want to say anything?
We're good. Thank you. What do you think if, you know, all these applications has been addressed?
Any member of the public wish to comment? Any member of the PAC wish to comment? Okay. So I guess the last we have is public and PAC and staff comments. Anybody wish to lighten up
all right.
What's going on today?
Should we go ahead and do our second roll call?
I guess that's all that's left.
Yep. All right. Commissioner Stone.
Still here.
Commissioner Compton.
Here, and I apologize for being a little late.
All right. No problem. Commissioner Dean.
Present.
Commissioner Gilson. All right. Commissioner Humberger.
Present.
And Commissioner Swope.
Here.
All right. We have five there still maintaining our quorum.
Thank you, and I guess we'll see everybody over at the Stewart we're going to be at.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Island.
Stewart, yeah.
Right.
Very good. See everybody there.
Thank you.
Thank you, staff.
Thank you. Thank you.